Giselle Charles Vellos, MRI Reviews, Pierd. Paragraph, MRI left knee dated 10/27/2020, performed at Wellness Diagnostic Imaging, was made available for review, Pierd. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of adequate diagnostic quality, Pierd. This demonstrates normal osseous structures of the left knee, Pierd. There are no fractures, there are no bone lesions, Pierd. Paragraph, the menisci demonstrate normal signal and normal morphology of both the medial and lateral meniscus, Pierd. The articular cartilage of the patellofemoral compartment and the medial tibial and tibiofemoral compartments and the lateral tibiofemoral compartments are normal, Pierd. There's some the ACL and PCL are normal, Pierd. The MCL and LCL are normal, Pierd. The patella tendon and quadriceps tendon are normal, Pierd. Paragraph, impression, essentially normal MRI of the left knee with no overt meniscal pathology, ligament pathology, or chondral pathology, Pierd. Paragraph. MRI of the right shoulder, dated 10/27/2020, performed at Wellness Diagnostic and Imaging, were made available for review, Pierd. Paragraph. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of adequate diagnostic quality, Pierd. There's some motion artifact noted, Pierd. The visualized osseous structures of the right shoulder demonstrate no fractures, no lesions, Pierd. Paragraph, the rotator cuff, supraspinatus, demonstrates mild tendinosis without tearing, Pierd. The infraspinatus is normal, Pierd. The teres minor is normal, Pierd. The subscapularis demonstrates normal signal, Pierd. The biceps tendon is located within the groove and normal appearing with no tenosynovitis, Pierd. Paragraph, the labrum, anterior labrum is normal, Pierd. The posterior labrum demonstrates a tear, without correction, demonstrates a small tear on a single image cut, Pierd. Correction, and a single slice of the MRI, Pierd. The superior labrum is normal, Pierd. The acromioclavicular joint is normal without arthritic changes or inflammation, Pierd. Paragraph, impression, small posterior labral tear of the left shoulder, otherwise normal findings, Pierd. Accretion, mild supraspinatus tendinosis, otherwise normal findings, Pierd. Paragraph, next study is a MRI of the lumbar spine dated 12/3/2021, performed at COBE 3T MRI and radiology. This is a multiplanar. Correction, this is a biplanar study of adequate diagnostic quality, period. The osseous structures of the lumbar spine are normal, period. The visualized disc spaces are normal, period. There's a very mild disc, correction, L12 disc space demonstrates normal appearing disc. There's no canal stenosis. There's no neural foraminal stenosis, period. L23 demonstrates a normal disc with no foraminal, correction, no central canal or foraminal stenosis, period. The L34 level demonstrates no disc herniation or bulges with normal disc signal, period. No central stenosis or foraminal stenosis, period. There is some facet hypertrophy at this level, period. At L45, the disc space is normal without abnormal signal, period. The central canal and neural foramina are normal, period. The facet joints demonstrates some hypertrophy consistent with degeneration, period. At L5S1, there's no significant disc bulge or abnormal signal, period. The central canal and foramina are patent without compromise, period. The facet joints appear mildly hypertrophied at this level, period. Paragraph impression, mild facet joint hypertrophy and degenerative changes at L3-4 through L5-S1, period. There are no disc herniations, canal stenosis, or foraminal narrowing at any level, period. Paragraph, the next study is a left knee MRI dated 12/17/2021 performed at COBE 3T MRI and radiology, period. This is a multi-planar, multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality, period. The axial images demonstrate no correction. The osseous structures demonstrates no abnormal signal, fractures or lesions, period. The articular cartilage of the patellofemoral compartment is normal, period. The articular cartilage of the femoral tibial compartment demonstrates normal signal laterally, and mild degenerative changes of the medial compartment, particularly of the femoral condyle, period. This is consistent with some chondromalacia, period. The anterior cruciate, paragraph, the anterior cruciate ligament is normal. The posterior cruciate ligament is normal, period. The MCL demonstrates normal signal. The LCL is normal, period. Paragraph, the medial meniscus demonstrates an interval development of a undersurface tear of the posterior to mid-body, period. The lateral meniscus remains normal, period. Paragraph, impression, interval development of a small medial meniscus tear. And mild condromalacia of the medial femoral condyle of the left knee paired. Paragraph, next study is an MRI of the left shoulder. Dated 12/17/2021, performed at COBE 3T MRI and radiology. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of adequate diagnostic quality paired. Paragraph, the osseous structures are normal without fractures or lesions paired. The glenohumeral joint is well maintained with no arthritic changes paired. The visualized labrum anteriorly is normal, superior labrum is normal, posterior labrum again demonstrating a small tear of the posterior labrum paired. There's a mild glenohumeral effusion, joint effusion paired. The biceps tendon is normal within its groove without tenosynovitis paired. The AC joint is normal without degenerative changes or inflammation paired. The supraspinatus, paragraph, the rotator cuff supraspinatus demonstrates a intratendinous degeneration without a frank tear paired. The tear is the infraspinatus demonstrates a intratendinous delamination without tearing paired. The supraspinatus, the tear is minus normal paired. The supraspinatus demonstrates mild tendinosis without tear paired. The subscapularis is normal without tearing paired. Paragraph, impression. Left shoulder MRI demonstrating infraspinatus intratendinous degeneration, mild effusion, small posterior labral tear, which appears to have improved small posterior labral tear without interval change from an MRI of 2020 paired. Thank you, Ant.